This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today, I want to talk to Philip Haney. He is a former government official, has written a book based on his experience, rather frustrating experience, I think. Philip Haney, I bet you felt like Rodney Dangerfield many a day. Ain't got no respect. Anyway, the book is See Something, Say Nothing. It's a pretty obvious turn on the phrase, if you see something, do something, say something to a person of authority. If you don't know where that bag is supposed to be and yet it got left behind, do something, say something. Well, not if you think it might have been anything to do with a Muslim, then you are not supposed to say anything. Certainly not if you work for the federal government. And when you try to violate the see something, say nothing dictum, Philip Haney can show you his bruised knuckles from what happened when he tried to blow the whistle on what was going on and to alert the authorities, assuming they were interested, and ultimately the public, through his book, See Something, Say Nothing, about what is afoot. Arguably, people died, and we'll get into it, because Philip Haney's warnings were not listened to. Philip Haney, thank you so much for having written the book and for being with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for being here.
The subject is one that I think is of utmost importance. We have a situation in our country where Islam is a growing force in the world, and I almost used the word threat, but we'll get to that as well. The United States government seems to be, by and large, the administration anyway, let's put it that way, and many in Congress, do not want to talk about what Islam itself talks about. It's as if the Quran and the Hadith, the two holy books of Islam, weren't written. And then when they get forced into admitting that jihad is taught in those two books,
well, that's just an intellectual struggle internally, you know. That's not really talking about cutting people's heads off. That's not the real Islam. I'm trying to imitate John Kerry, but I don't have a Boston accent. So there you go. We are supposed to deny what our eyes are seeing and our ears are hearing. And Philip Haney, you had the audacity, maybe the foolishness, some would say, to say, this is what's going on. That not only is it written, they're doing it. And the response that you got from Washington was, in so many words, shut up. Am I exaggerating?
No, you're not exaggerating. They had three responses. The initial response is passive. They just ignored the information.
Right.
The second response is not passive. They began deleting the information. And the
which I find really incredible. We'll get back to your third point. But deleting the information, which is actually something they accused you of in another context. Amazing. But anyway, I digress. Your third point that you wanted to make.
The third point is that they not only deleted the information, but then they had started investigating subject matter experts like myself in the field of counterterrorism who put the information in the system in the first place. So they had three responses, passive, removal, and then attack. And that's exactly what happened with me 9 times during the course of my career.
Now, I hadn't picked up on it, so there were other people somewhat similarly situated to yourself who tried to awaken America, awaken our government, and equally to no effect.
Well, in the Department of Defense, it was Matthew Dooley, who ran into the same meat grinder as I did. Within the Pentagon, it was Stephen Coughlin, who also got fired, a.k.a. relieved of his contract because of his focus and emphasis on the strategy and tactics of the global Islamic movement. There was John Guandola with the FBI, who also was, let's just say, marginalized and pushed out.
Right.
And it's still going on now. You look at the younger generation of individuals like Ryan Morrow. He's an excellent analyst. He has chair, Council on American Islamic Relations, following him around the country, trying to shut down every event that he's been contracted to speak at. Of course, chair themselves should have been shut down a long time ago, as per the Holy Land Foundation trial in November of 2008. So that everything is completely upside down and backwards, and it really is out of hand in terms of our nation's security and safety.
You know, this is kind of an aside, but it used to irritate me no end that up on Capitol Hill, within 3 blocks of the House office buildings, in a residential neighborhood that's now substantially turned over to offices for various lobbying groups, and still people live there. There's a corner building that's very well clearly marked, Council for American Islamic Relations, CARE. It's as if they're just, you know, up there with the beer wholesalers making their pitch, you know, nothing unusual about that, eh?
Well, the problem I find ominous and infuriating is that they were proven in federal court to be providing financial support to Hamas, and in fact are actually a front group of Hamas operating here in the United States. This has been well known since, again, November of 2008. Therefore, nobody in positions of authority within the administration, elected or in the executive branch, can say that they don't know. They do know. And yet they're bringing these individuals in to the administration to help them form policy, both domestically and in foreign arenas. And they're letting them continue to operate and have access to, you know, legislatures and congressmen there on the Hill, knowing,
you know,
they're part of Hamas.
Many, many, many years ago, decades ago, when I was in college, I learned a French expression, ne se nomme la gauche. There's no enemy to the left. And that seems to be the touchstone for how they do politics here in Washington. CARE is obviously allied with liberal groups, and therefore they are seen as on the left, and therefore they are not an enemy. And for folks like you, and for me for that matter, to say, well, you know, I got a problem with this. They talk about some pretty blood-curdling things. No. You're just a McCarthyite. You're just making it up. You just take a deep breath. You guys, you're always getting exercised about things. You are the enemy. You're the one that really is the threat. And that's what I think ticks the administration off as much as anything. And that court finding simply has to be rigorously ignored, because the only enemy that this administration is concerned about, and to a fair extent the Bush administration too, was folks like Gun Owners of America and other groups on the right. We're the enemy, not the religion of peace, as President Bush so repeatedly told us. Today, talking with Philip Haney. He's the author of See Something, Say Nothing. He learned how to formulate that while he was in government service, and we'll come back and pick up a little bit on his various assignments in the government and then how he came to see what was going on with Islam, or not going on, as the case may be.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Philip Haney, used to be in the federal government. Used to be supposedly assigned with trying to protect the security of the United States, moved from Department of Agriculture to the Department of Homeland Security because I found it kind of interesting that a guy in agriculture knew Arabic and used that to segue to Department of Homeland Security, where you would think that would be a real asset, knowing Arabic, since so much of the trouble that we face as a nation comes from folks who got their information originally from somebody speaking Arabic. If you want, you can go back to Muhammad. But nevertheless, this was not well received, as we've already mentioned. Philip Haney ran into, I think your word, Mr. Haney was a meat grinder, and that, I guess, is pretty much figuratively what happens to anybody who wants to challenge the reigning orthodoxy that there's no enemy to the left, that Islam is just a nice internal struggle. You right-wingers are the only ones that are stirring things up. Why don't you just shut up and go away? And, man, am I glad you had the guts to stick it out and to continue pointing out that, look, this is what they say, this is what they do, and you already have referenced the Holy Land trial where that Arabic, quote-unquote, charity was found to be doing terrorism. In fact, I think it was in your book that I learned the word zakat. The Arabic, yeah, one-eighth of your zakat, your, I guess the equivalent in Islam of tithe, although that's not the same math, but one-eighth of that goes to jihad. So if I give, theoretically, if I got this right, if I give, say, $100 to a Muslim hospital, one-eighth of that's going to go to jihad.
Yep, $12.50 of it would go to jihad, and that's obligatory according to Sharia law. And you'll notice that we've been hearing more and more about how Sharia law is compatible with the U.S. Constitution, for example, just like we used to hear that jihad is really only a peaceful struggle. Well, they've kind of decided enough with that deception. Now they're moving on to the macro strategic deception, which is there is no threat from Sharia law. But if all you took was that one point, the one simple point, that one-eighth of all zakat gathered in the masjid, in the mosque across the world, and including America, will go to support the jihadis, then that enough right there should motivate us to make sure that Sharia law is never adopted in the United States. Because it's a fundamental component of Sharia law. It has to be done.
It's clear and simple, a contribution to the mafia's murder fund. It's just stunning that we are not dealing with this reality. And I really think, and it kind of occurred to me as I was preparing for our conversation, that old French expression that I learned so many years ago, no enemy to the left, that seems to be the guiding principle and the reason why they want to put the lid on these kinds of observations, which are there in plain sight, and people like yourself and others that you've already mentioned have said, hey, here's what's really going on. Shut up. Get to the back of the bus. And if you don't shut up, we'll throw you off the bus. And if you keep on talking, we'll run you under the bus.
That's exactly right. And one way to look at it, because people often ask, what is motivating them? Why are they doing this stuff? And I realized lately that one way to begin to understand it is to ask yourself, what do they hate and what do they love? Well, what do they hate? What does the progressive left hate about America? The way it was founded.
Yeah, the Constitution, the founders.
The principles that it was founded on. So therefore, Islam has that in common, because they believe that Sharia law must be superior to any other man-made law, including the U.S. Constitution. So therefore, they have that common ground. Both of them either hate or have no respect for the Constitution that America was founded on. If this country was predominantly conservative in policy, and if the political wind was blowing in the conservative direction, you can be absolutely sure that these guys the Muslim people would be on the side of the conservatives and designing their tactical approach to implement Sharia law from a conservative perspective rather than a leftist.
Because they would emphasize their
either way.
Exactly. They would emphasize their opposition to abortion. They would show you photos of them throwing homosexuals off of tall buildings. They would try to make it seem as if they're just like conservatives. And all the while, it's another Arab word I've learned that comes right out of the Quran. It's taqiyya. It's the sanctioned lying to people like you and me, Mr. Haney.
Well, what taqiyya, I'm not going to say that it doesn't include lying, but the technical meaning of the verb taqiyya is defensive protection. So if you're on the defensive, you will lie to protect yourself and or Islam. So in an absolute technical sense, it doesn't mean lying. It means protective defense.
Well, I'm glad
and
to have had that
have to
technical
lie, then
definition.
You will do it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's, these days, when you're discussing this subject and you get closer to the actual accurate meaning of the verbs that we're discussing, you will be attacked if you're not absolutely precise, because that's their only defense, is to keep us from ever actually discussing the meanings of these verbs and concepts accurately.
So, again, taqiyya, they will tell us, then is meant to be what?
No, they will tell you taqiyya doesn't mean to lie. They won't tell you what it actually means. They will attack you for misinterpreting the verb because it means defensive response, not lying. And so they would be technically correct if they said to you, you don't understand Islam and you're misrepresenting the meaning of that word, because you would be from an absolute perspective.
When we invaded Normandy and we made it look like we were going to attack another place, that was a defensive response, but mm-hmm. That wouldn't be...
That was taqiyya on our part,
right?
Yeah.
Now, it just tells you that... That lying is probably not the highest evil, that if you tell the truth that results in an atrocity, that's not exactly a good thing to have said. And of course, that will be their rationale for taqiyya. I get it now, and I appreciate having had that clarification. Talking about see something, say nothing, that is what you are supposed to do. The book is written by Philip Haney, and he knows what he's talking about. He's been on the front line at Homeland Security. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Philip Haney. He is an author now of See Something, Say Nothing, Homeland Security Officer, and His Exposé of the Government's Submission to Jihad. It seems to me to be where we are. We have got a government that wants us to behave like a bunch of dimmies, the subject second-class population of a Muslim government. And it's just stunning that this has been our government's response. I am aware that Thomas Jefferson had inquired of a Muslim ambassador. I think he was in England at the time. But in any case, he said, "Why do you guys keep hijacking our boats?" Or something to that effect.
"Well, it's in our holy book, you know."
And so he read a copy of the Quran, and some on the left want to make it out as if Thomas Jefferson thought Islam was cool. No, he was doing opposition research. And when he realized that, hey, they're only doing what they've been taught to do, that's when he decided to put some cannonballs in the Sultan's mouth if he didn't stop it. And that's kind of how we dealt with the Barbary pirates. We didn't go along and become dimmies. We showed them the right end of a gun. That doesn't seem to be a very popular point of view in Washington right now. Philip Haney, author of See Something, Say Nothing.
What's remarkable is they responded the day, the man is called the day, D-E-Y, the day of Tripoli, told them that they could take ships, cargo, and crew at will, because we were kafir, unbelievers, and they had declared jihad on us. They told them to their face. So our government responded by building a ship called the USS Constitution, Old Ironsides. so that it can sail right into the Mediterranean and go point blank with the fortress in Tripoli. And that is the reason why the Marine Corps song to this day has "From the Halls of Montezuma to the Shores of Tripoli." Our first encounter with jihad was at the very beginning of our country's history. And our forefathers had the fortitude to defend our Constitution with a ship called the USS Constitution.
And by the way, as an aside, I might point out that Montezuma, the head of the Aztec nation, was as horrible and bloody a murderer as any Muslim Day, D-E-Y. Both really ugly, nasty people. Our Marines have been dealing with the lowest of the low since their very beginning, and the fact that they have been able to maintain their integrity, I think, is really impressive.
Well, that's the key to anyone's involvement in this conflict. You have to have integrity, because if you don't, you're leaving yourself wide open to direct attack. Believe me, they will find it. Investigated 9 times. Do you think that if I had what I call secret indulgences going on the side, that they wouldn't have found them?
You know, if you'd been taking snuff, it probably would have been the end of you.
Yeah. Any little thing would have been the end of it for me. If I had violated subsection 2.37-5 somewhere along the line, believe me, friend, it would have been it for me, because they tried everything they could. And these are the best. These are people, career investigators within the Department of Homeland Security and within the Department of Justice, who gave it their all to try to find a way to discredit me.
You made a very interesting point in the course of describing how the government militantly does not want to deal with the nature of the enemy. And we went through the same thing when the communist governments were a threat to national security. And anybody that pointed out that there were death camps and the ideology led to that, well, you know, you're just a McCarthyite and a nasty person, and we're not going to tolerate that. And so in that environment, which hasn't changed, just the subject, whether it's Leninism and Khrushchevism or whether it's Mohammedism, to talk about it is very difficult. And even if it hadn't have been something as politically sensitive as Islam, probably if it had just been some superior in your organization sticking it in his pocket and you tried to blow the whistle on him, that's not an easy thing to do. All the more when it's an ideological matter that you're concerned with. And you make the point that it was very difficult to figure out, how in the world do I get whistleblower status? You even got fired by your own attorney at one point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bizarre.
Yes, it was. Not only my own attorney, but the law firm he represented and the insurance company that I was buying my liability insurance from, they all fired me. They said they had irreconcilable differences. They would not concede that I was a whistleblower, but they told me to stop being a whistleblower.
You're making too much noise with or without a whistle.
That's right.
Now,
and so another thing is that your agency is the one that designates you formally if you're a whistleblower, which is preposterous, because no agency is going to designate one of their employees as an official whistleblower. But it was Congress who actually tagged me with the title. I didn't call myself that. Congress did. So I don't mind it, because Congress is the one that called me that. And I went to Congress 50 times in 4 years, almost exactly one a month for 4 years straight. And it finally culminated with the first time I ever spoke in public, which was before Senator Ted Cruz's Judiciary Committee back in the 28th of June of this year, when we talked for the first time in history about Sharia law. in front of Congress, the very first time in history.
Now, for somebody listening to a podcast, we're talking about something that is just a couple of months ago?
Mm-hmm. June 28th,
when you spoke to Cruz's committee?
Yeah, I did.
That
yeah, 3.5 hours. Yeah.
Stunning that it took that long with these many things happening before you had a forum of that significance. That almost leaves me speechless, and that's a pretty remarkable thing. let's go back to the Boston Marathon, because in some ways that seemed to me to be a time when the folks you were dealing with in the government should have gotten a wake-up call. We're not dealing with loony Lutherans or bigoted Baptists. We're dealing with Muslims that are blowing people up in the Boston Marathon. And the one that broke my heart was the little 8-year-old boy that died of all those ball bearings pounding into his little body that those dirt bags had left along the path of the Boston Marathon. And apparently, he's not even as important as chopped liver.
Well, to fast forward a little bit, there was an individual that was there at the scene of the bombing. His name is Al Harbi.
Mm.
When Janet Napolitano, the Secretary of Homeland Security, testified before the House Committee on Homeland Security on the 18th of May, she said that there was no Saudi individual who was going to be deported on terrorism charges or who was a suspect or a person of interest. But the fact is that she was not telling him the truth. I had the information because I worked at the National Targeting Center that where we did that kind of work.
Now, if they were to have deported him, I presume that would have blown the whistle on themselves. It would have been possibly opening up something they just didn't want to get into. So too bad, little boy. You're dead, and we're going to continue pretending that the emperor has no clothes. Talking with Philip Haney, author of See Something, Say Nothing, formerly at the Department of Homeland, maybe I should say Insecurity.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Philip Haining. He used to be in security affairs at the Department of Homeland Security. Speaks Arabic, seems to know a little bit about the nature of the folks that are such a problem for us, but who do you believe, us and the government or your lion eyes? Anyway, his book, See Something, Say Nothing, refutes what they've been doing, and hopefully the word is going to get out, and we're not going to be forever dealing with this. The emperor has no clothes syndrome. I just am stunned that people don't seem to take their own continued physical existence any more important than or more seriously than that, and they would rather live a lie rather than deal with what involves their own skin. This is really pretty stunning to me.
It's stunning to me, too, because I was going to finish up with this illustration from the Boston bombing. Essentially, what the government did was erase the evidence of the law enforcement information that was available, said to the committee that it never existed, and now that individual that I mentioned is suing Glenn Beck for civil rights and civil liberties violations, while the U.S. government essentially stands by and lets a foreign national, that's the thing that's important, sue Glenn Beck on slander and defamation charges without ever saying anything about the fact that the evidence was actually there of some form of law enforcement action to be taken against them, and she denied it. And now they're allowing a foreign national to sue an American citizen. Regardless of what you think about Glenn Beck, this is a direct assault on the First Amendment, and it's being led by a Saudi citizen right now, as we
and
today.
And truth is supposed to be the best defense in such a case. But the truth has been tampered with by the very government that's supposed to be the decider of these facts. Really a very disturbing development. That is how seriously our government has its head in the sand, if I can talk about people having their head in the sand as in the Middle East. It's just amazing. To the point that one of the things you mentioned in your book, See Something, Say Nothing, Mr. Haney, Philip Haney, is that Hillary Clinton actually is in favor of blasphemy laws if one is criticizing Islam. Now, I understand maybe some sultan in the Middle East wanting to do that, but Hillary Clinton is so blinded and so committed to no enemy to the left that she actually has opposed any resistance to these blasphemy laws that have cropped up in Islamic countries, where if you criticize the very conversation that you and I are having, I presume would be considered blasphemy, Mr. Haney.
Well, it's illegal, according to Sharia law, for non-Muslims to even discuss the Quran at all. So that means you and I right now are breaking Sharia law. And if there was a way that officials, we'll call them officials, enforcers of Sharia law, were actually able to arrest us or charge us with a crime, they would do it. And
or if there's a way that some Islamic radical might not decide to just take matters into his own hands. And, folks, I think this is probably as good a reason as any to actively carry out what liberty is protected for us by the Second Amendment. We ought to be armed, and we ought to be armed as often as possible, because there really are bad guys in the world that want to do bad things. And we should have learned when Thomas Jefferson figured it out, but apparently it's something we have to keep relearning. And in the meantime, don't put your guns away.
Well, first of all, you need to be alert. Because, yeah. As I said with this case, anyone that's listening can look it up. The man's name is Al Harvey, and, of course, it's Glenn Beck. It's an active case. The judge, on top of all that, the judge just ruled about 3 days ago that Glenn Beck has to disclose his confidential law enforcement sources. Did you hear what I said?
I'm
Glenn Beck
speechless.
Has been ordered by the judge in the case. It just happened. It's being tried in Boston to reveal his confidential sources to a foreign government, meaning Saudi Arabia.
Of course,
they
the judge
who
is
it was that brought that information forward that Glenn Beck got a hold of and held up to the camera, and they're suing him for slander, which you should also know in Islam is a very, very serious crime.
Well, something that you and I have been doing for the last many minutes on this discussion. So, yeah, I'm aware of that. And it just really concerns me that we are led by a government that doesn't seem to get it. And that even.
But they do get it. That's the point. They do.
Well,
and as I said before about loving what you love and what you hate, their hatred for these values is much greater than their love for the values. And so, therefore, the Democrat, the progressive leftists, there's one thing about them. They're really good on strategy, but they're not hindered by moral restraint when it comes to tactics. In other words, they can use any tactic they want to, including lying, things that are illegal. They will do it if it will serve the higher good. And they will ally with anybody that is like-minded in terms of their hatred for the oppressive, if you will, discriminatory, biased kind of principles that our country, according to them, is founded on. And that's why they have common ground with one another.
And as you pointed out, stupidity, my word, is not a partisan issue. Just while Hillary Clinton has been opposed to laws that would or efforts to resist blasphemy laws, making it blasphemy and illegal for you and me to have this conversation. Senator McCain, a Republican, said that the investigation of Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's Muslim Brotherhood advisor, was sinister. Now, that shows you the misperception, let's be kind, of Islam is hardly limited to one party.
No, and having been an active duty officer at the time, and I knew four of the five House members who signed those five letters to the inspector generals, I can't tell you what it was like to watch my elected officials, whom I respect greatly, make complete fools out of themselves by making statements in public about sinister and discriminatory, etc. No basis. See, they intruded into the checks and balances form of government. It wasn't their place to comment publicly. They should have just let the letters go forward and let the IGs make the determination of whether this information was valid or not. But they intruded themselves into a very serious subject. And by that, they're risking being on the wrong side of history. They really are.
You know, I learned something that I think is a very powerful example of how words can help us or hurt us in understanding a mortal threat. We all, I think, have seen and heard the term Arab revival, Arab Spring. And the idea that certainly I was given was that there was a democratic impulse within these Middle Eastern countries that wanted to break free from the dictatorial regimes that were governed by more or less staunch Islamic views. Well, it turns out Arab Spring is a very dangerous translation. It doesn't mean spring at all from what you found. It means Arab revival. So in other words, mm-hmm. us poor Arabs have been subjugated. Of course, they might want to look further as to what subjugated them. And somehow they have a revival coming. That revival's not very pretty, folks. I tell you, if you want to understand what's been going on in our own government, get a hold of Philip Haney's book, See Something, Say Nothing. I think it's going to open your eyes and hopefully open a lot of other people's eyes as well. Mr. Haney, thank you very much.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.